Hello and welcome. Let's start with Aries, May 1st week. Aries, it's a week of collecting the abundance that you have. It is a week of knowing that there is so much more possible, but also, unless you pat your back, no one is going to come and pat your back. Let's summarize it with that. So count your blessings and focus on more. All right. Taurus, you are claiming your own prize because probably you're struggling with other people acknowledging you, and the right thing seems to be standing up for what is truly yours. This is a very good card. Gemini, you have grace. This is my all-time favorite card. This is strength and grace, courage, not messing with anyone and no one messing with you this week. Okay, can you see the card? All right. Next we have Cancerian. So much of melodrama caused by exterior factors, but also because you have not been taking care of your internal well-being. So make changes internally and external circumstances will change. Okay, next we have Leo. Overall abundance card, there is so much to be thankful for this entire week. Everything, right from family to friends to finances to everything is so super sorted for you, even travel. So what more can you ask for that you should ask for while you have gratitude by your side? Virgo, dwelling over something that you have lost instead of looking at what are the possible opportunities. Also, you kind of have a mindset this week that whatever has gone forever. Not quite so, because a storm will tell you that something positive is on its way this week. Libra, focusing high, focusing strong, and focusing very, very meticulously into something that you have your heart set into. No one is going to be able to stop you, Libra. This is an amazing week for you, and your undeniable focus is getting you the success you truly, truly deserve. So super happy for you, Libra. Moving on to Scorpio. Scorpio, a great week ahead that I see. A lot of finances or overall abundance that we can look at here. Someone in a senior position, specifically a university, might be able to offer you a better position. So you can keep your eyes and ears open for that. Sagittarius, graceful, absolute grace. But I see this specifically for relationship. Graceful behavior in relationships this week, which is giving you the contentment that people go to Himalayas to seek. Capricorn, your wisdom is beyond your own understanding, but rest assured, it is guided by angels, masters, and you have nothing to be worried about, and just keep doing what you're doing. Aquarius, graceful card, successful, glory, team management, team by your side, loved as a leader. Any area that this applies to, you have the courage and you are beautifully graceful while you proceed with what you're proceeding. Okay, then we have Pisces. Absolutely gorgeous card, the Magician card here. Taking care of everything, knowing that everything is in place, and also knowing that there is an external force that is helping you while you manifest everything that you're manifesting, which is beautiful combination of mind, body, soul, and cosmic. Taraswati, keep smiling.